Hello and welcome to a unique version of Flora Funga Podcast with your host KK. I am already going to apologize for my neighbor. He likes to saw and build other things in the garage, so you can hear it from my backyard right now. Yep. And also, my Westie thinks she can hunt down geckos, so she's been stalking and hunting geckos for the past few days. So if you hear her in the background, just hope that she get it. I have some amazing shout-outs and engagement with you today. I just got back from Florida Herbal Conference 2023, and it was amazing. Also, Shaggy, if you're listening, this is indeed a bonus episode. So if you want to listen to a guest speaker, click on the next one, and I'm sure it will be an amazing guest. All right, well, welcome to everybody else. We are talking about my Florida Herbal Conference experience. But before we get into that, I want to chat about an upcoming guest that I'm excited about, Brooke. She is dropping some kelp knowledge on us coming soon, and I'm super excited about that. Adam loves the new Flora Funga podcast t-shirt that he ordered, so thank you. And if people don't know, I have merch up. I actually have it on my website, which will be linked below. And if you are signed up for the newsletter, you'll also get a 10% off discount in that email. So thank you to all the people that are subscribed to the newsletter. I send that out every week now, just letting you know what the episode's about and some other coupons and updates. I also want to cover my survey that I've been doing. So again, please take 2 minutes out of your time and just fill out the damn survey. It's very helpful for me to learn what you guys want, what y'all people want to listen to, and if I'm doing a good job or not. So please do that feedback survey. If I get, I think I said over 75 responses, then I'll draw from random, and somebody will win a book for free and also get a bonus episode for everybody. So you all want to help each other out on this, I promise. I have been doing Eliminate to Heal, so that's my elimination diet course. Since I have a autoimmune issue, I would love to go through every year around the early springtime and take out all of these foods that could be trigger foods for my body, my joints, my mind, and my gut. And so I am actually taking those out. I am on week 4 out of week 5 of eliminating things. This week is the hardest, I think, for most people just because it's all the processed sugar, processed oils, and on top of that, eggs. We've been taking out grains, alcohol, nightshades, legumes, caffeine and dairy. So that's where I'm at. And what's left to go next week is taking out some nuts, seeds, and other spice berries like chocolate. So that's super depressing, but we'll survive. And I can also reintroduce that first. So I wanted to talk about my nerdy jobs project that I have going on. It's an inside look into the diverse and captivating display of careers in plant and fungi science. So, what that really means is I'm trying to travel to various places around the world to interview or to be educated or taught by different people that have a nerdy job dealing with plants and fungi. This podcast itself has been a great opportunity, and I just want to turn this podcast into Nerdy Jobs, where I travel to all places that is unique to plants and fungi. So I'm looking for experts or just citizen scientists or passionate people about botanical gardens, plant breeding, farming, plant physiology, plant pathology, brew facilities, entrepreneurs, food scientists, eco-tourism, conservation, ethnobotany, traditional knowledge, and local communities. So if you know somebody or you yourself as a listener are excited about this and want to be on the podcast or share my nerdy jobs idea with somebody that you know would be perfect for this opportunity, please do so because I am looking to get out there. I definitely have some spots I can travel to, South America, New Zealand, and possibly Europe. So I'm already starting to build some things, but of course I will need certain funds for this, so I'm looking to start my own GoFundMe page. So that will be announced soon, coming soon. I am doing weekly lives, if people are not aware, on my Facebook page. That is under Flora Funga Podcast, and I was looking for examples of what I should do next Sunday. So we meet every Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Logan Mara, shout out to him for giving me an idea on honey mushroom networking, which I don't even know what that means, but I'm all about it. So that could be a good example. Also, Taylor was saying cannabis consumption, which I'm not even sure what that really entails, and I love it. All wrong answers are available. So please message me if you have an idea of what we can discuss on Facebook Lives, or if you just want to discuss something, or if you have questions about something dealing with plants and fungi. I'm totally down, and you know, it's going to be half comedy, half educational, so don't miss out on that. So to get more into the real meat of this episode, I walked around Florida Herbal Conference this year and just kind of interviewed various people that were willing to share about their experience with a plant or fungi. So that was actually really fun. Me and Kevin decided to approach random strangers that were just at the festival, as well as vendors, as well as people that put it on. And of course, we wanted to include everybody in this video opportunity, but a lot of people actually, I mean, turned us down. A lot of people just didn't want to be filmed, or they were a little subconscious. So we kind of helped them to overcome their nervousness, but some people just did not want to be filmed at all. And so we respected that. So we did not include everybody or most people from this conference. But I want to go through a couple of people's information because it was just really an eye-opening networking and hippie experience. So there were workshops that you could do. There was the schedule kind of went like this. So there's registration, an opening circle, then we had workshop A, we had a dinner break, there's a keynote speaker and evening activities, and then quiet time. So then if you wanted to stay, you could totally stay in the cabins that they had. There was also meal plans, which was nice. Me and Kevin actually just ended up driving back and forth every day. And so I think next year I would love to stay on site, because the people, I bet, were just a fun time at night with the bonfire and the music playing. They also had yoga and Qigong that we did. There was plant walks, there was a medicine show, tea station, which was really cool. You could just have your own tea. That's actually where I ended up meeting Robin Greenfield at. It ended up, his wife was a person in the band playing ukulele and other instruments, and so he just kind of comes to this festival, and it was really cool to meet him. Who else did I meet? Daphna, she did some ayahuasca root earrings. She had other jewelry and other crystals and wrapped metals, which was really pretty. Another person was Jeff and David. We interviewed along with Robin, and they just kind of talked about why they like coming to this festival, and they were a really fun time. So shout out to them. I'll put those links of their Instagrams and contact below. We also ran into Bracken Firecracker. she was cool. She talked about her mushroom experience with turkey tail, and we actually ran into her on the shore, so that was really fun. She was saying that she hammocked in like a boathouse overnight, and she just took a swim, and we caught her at the perfect time. And then we helped Kyla and her partner set up their hammock in exchange for a few words, so that was neat to make that onto the GoPro. We also met with Walden Pharmacy, And so she was talking about her plant and fungi experience. She actually had a really interesting Amanita story that she told me off camera. And I just love when people are comfortable and they can just share fun experiences, and we're all just there together to learn and grow as one. So we also met with Rita. So shout out to Rita for actually controlling all the social media to the Herbal Conference this year. And she did a really great job. And so if you're seeing any Instagram posts, that is her. Rita was a fun time to actually interview. And then finally, we met with the Singing Bowls lady. So if you haven't seen my video up on my Instagram or Facebook, I did a short little video of a singing bowl, which is amazing. All of my things that I talk about will be up on my website and in the newsletter and or on the Instagram. Another thing that finished off the night was we did a how to host a foraging Florida plant walk. So I wanted to get some pointers on that. So that could be a whole nother episode that I kind of cover. But shout out to Misha Nell and her partner, which I am spacing on what his name was. But yeah, thank you again for teaching us and wanting to teach us how to host a foraging plant walk for Floridians. So, all right. What else do I have? I have some takeaways from this weekend as well that I wanted to add to the podcast coming soon. So, something that I've wanted to add to the podcast coming soon is just making sure that during the episode I am saying this photo that I'm talking about or this link that I'm talking about is on my website so people can funnel there. And just being totally transparent, these are some things that I want to bring to the podcast. So, let me know if you like these ideas or not. I also want to do some sort of contest or just something more engagement, as in sending your favorite pic of a plant or a mushroom, and then you could be entered to win a free t-shirt. So how that could work is people send in an image to my email or on my Instagram, and then I am adding your name to a drawing. And then at the end of like a month, then I could pick from random and somebody could win a free t-shirt. So that could be some fun game. It could be a fun game for people to partake in. I also am trying to shout up more accounts so people can go see them. As an example, I finally stumbled across somebody's YouTube called Noel Farm. Noal and then Farm. He posts random videos of things like how silkworms are turned into silk, or so it's very like manufacturing, but also I think pleasing to the eye. I think some people enjoy those types of things. So go check out his account because it's just like how they turn like cucumbers into a specific thing on like a wholesale manufacturing level. So it's kind of like from start to finish. I think one was like how they turn cocoa beans or chocolate into a million Kit Kats and how is that sold. So that was just a fun video to watch from start to finish. Another thing is I want to do listener mail where you actually can send in a minute or two audio or video clip of your mushroom or plant experience, and then I will play it on the podcast. So if anybody's interested in that, I would love to start doing these things. I would love for people to send in their favorite mushroom or fungi or plant pics and then could be entered to win a free t-shirt. I would like if people send me other planty and fungi Instagram accounts that I should go check out, like that YouTube that I discovered. Also, let me know if you're into the listener mail situation because I think it'd be really fun to hear people's 1 minute video or audio clips of an experience they had with a mushroom or a plant. So going around doing that at Florida Herbal Conference was eye-opening to me. that everybody's experience could be totally different. It could be a bad, it could be a good, it could be a neutral experience, something that you want to do in the future, something that got you into plants or fungi. So I'm gonna leave that open to you. Something else that I'm super excited about is that I just ordered Flora Funga podcast stickers. So that should be coming in if you sign up for any of my Patreons or have been a guest on the show. I will just be sending you those for free because I just want the world to know about Flora Funga podcasts. Another thing that I found that was just strangely funny was that I found out you can make your own font. So you can hear her. She's trying to find those geckos right now. Anyway, I am designing my own font, so that should be just something fun and different. But all right, I think we've covered everything that I wanted to catch everybody up on. So yeah, again, check out the newsletter, check out my website, check out my social media. I am trying to post at least every day. So have a good week, my scientists, and go learn something new today. Peaches!
Do you want something that will help you improve your overall health, nutrition, longevity, and vitality? It could be as simple as not being hangry anymore. I have a solution for you. So, I have Energy Bits, which are an algae supplement. It's a whole food, one ingredient, no sugar, no caffeine, tons of protein and vitamins. So I work with this company called Energy Bits, and they send me algae tablets. It's a superfood, super good, super easy to digest. I always run into this issue. I'm a little hungry, but I don't want to eat a full meal, especially when I'm about to get on interviews. I want to have a clear mind. I don't want to be too full. I go to Energy Bits because it's a good snack, good whole food. Also easy to just add, just have a handful. You can have 2 tablets, you could have 20 tablets. So let me explain what Energy Bits is. Energy Bits is a combination of either chlorella or spirulina or both. So they have, I think, 4 different types. We got Energy Bits, which is the spirulina type, which is what I use in the morning for that daily boost, high in nutrients, protein, helps with mitochondria. So that is something that you usually consume in the morning with smoothies and things like that. But also, chlorella. Chlorella is for helping with detox, getting rid of different toxins, restore your alkaline pH. It is good for heart, bone, and skin health. I like using a combination of them just because it's easier, but I've also used the spirulina more in the morning. I've used the chlorella at night, so I actually have this in a little jar right next to my bed, which I take my probiotic and then just like a little handful of these. My mom also, she likes to eat a lot of these, so if she's having a fun Friday night where she has to do a 6 to 10 mile run the next morning, which is crazy, she just takes a big handful of these. So sometimes I see her walking around the corner and she's got like a green mouth, so like these actually, you know, make your mouth all green. But there's different ways to actually consume this as well. So you can either chew it like I'm doing, which is actually good for some of your teeth health as well, so the algae can get in and actually clean your teeth. You can just take it with water, or you could blend it up in smoothies, which is also, so I kind of do a combination of all 3 of them. But I like having, you know, a grab and go, mobile, clean, healthy snack. And that's why I like Energy Bits so much, is you can just have a handful. Actually, 1 tablet is considered a whole plate of vegetables, so that's how much nutrients it has in there, just so you don't get hangry. So I know there's some people out there, and I know there's some partners out there that's like, yeah, my partner is always hangry. So yeah, there's a solution for that. Just take a little handful of Energy Bits and you are good to go, good to tide you over for your next meal. If you want to try energy bits at all, vitality bits, beauty bits, or recovery bits. Those are the different four bits bites that they have. Go to energybits.com and use the code FLORAFUNGA for 20% off. So that link will be down below or somewhere for you to click away and get your 20% off order of Energy Bits. Also, if you want to learn more about Energy Bits and the health benefits and all of the down and nerdy details, go watch the episode with me and with Catherine. Okay, so thank you.